Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Ches. We left off on daf Zayinim base toward the very bottom of the page, but we're going to back up a little bit because we left right in the middle of an Inyan, so we'll back up to about 10 lines from the end of the page at Amar Rav Papa. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Mishra family in honor of the 30th anniversary of Jeff's Bar Mitzvah yesterday, Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. Also sponsored by Rabbi Danny Konigsberg in honor of Rabbi Yehuda Balzum and Rabbi Shlomo Balzum, and Shlomo Balzum, Le'ila Nishmas, the yard side of their father, Pinchas ben Shlomo Aaron, Alav HaShalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and we thank all of the, Shlomo, I just give you smicha. So I could do that now. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are, again, today's daf, we're going to talk about the different explanations of how we get to four Rosh Hashanahs, where we left off yesterday. So we're going to just continue that that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to talk about it. We're going to explain the machlokas whether Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema is on Echad Be'elul or Echad Be'Tishrei. We're going to have two explanations of what that machlokas is about. Then the Gemara is going to have three different possibilities of the significance of Tishrei being a Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. What does it mean it's Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim L'May Nafkamina? Three different possible explanations. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have two different drashos from Kichok L'Yisrael, and then we're going to have a source for Tishrei being the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss how it could be that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel if the Yovel halachos only really begin when they blow the shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which is not on Echad B'Tishrei, it's 10 days later. So how does that work out? That Echad B'Tishrei works as the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. So let's begin again back on daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing why it is that we don't have more Rosh Hashanahs, because you have Shisha B'Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Shnei Alechem, and the 16th day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. So why don't we count those as Rosh Hashanahs as well? So the Gemara tells us Amar Rav Papa Ki Kachashiv Midi D'Chayil Meyurta Midi D'Lochayil Meyurta Lo Kachashiv, that the items that are listed in the Mishnah, the days that are listed in the Mishnah as Rosh Hashanahs, are only those that begin on the preceding night. But something that does not begin on the preceding night, the Tana doesn't count in its in the count of Rosh Hashanim. So since the 16th day of Nisan is the Chadosh becomes Mutter, but only after the Korban Omer is brought, which is during the daytime, and the Shtei Alechem that's brought in Shavuos is only Matir the Tavua for Menachos, the new Tavua for the Menachos, from the time that you're actually Makriv the Shtei Alechem, so that's why it doesn't get counted, because it's not from the night before. So the Gemara understands that the reason for the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher is Talu in the Regalim is because the Regalim were on the Regalim, people go to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when they bring their Nedarim and Nedavos. And therefore, the Gemara assumes Bal Ta'acher is Talu in when you're allowed to bring Karbanos. So by that same logic, says the Gemara, Vare Regalim Delo Chayli Meyorta, Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, as far as Bal Ta'acher, is not Chal from the night before, because you can't bring a Karban at night. So even though the Yom Tov may start the night before, we count the regalim toward Bal Ta'acher, even though you're not allowed to bring a kachashiv, it still counts. The Tana still counts in the number of Rosh Hashanim, but that seems to be against Rav Papa's rule. Rav Papa's rule is that the Tana only lists those Rosh Hashanahs that are already nogeya the night before. So says the Gemara, no, lasui meikara michay v'koi, that it's coming to bring a karba neder or nedava that you were noder or nodev, that you're really chayiv at the beginning when you first made the neder, when you first took that nedava, and every day you're chayiv to bring it. It's just that the chiyuv is you're not in violation of Bal Ta'acher until the regalim pass. So even though the laila of the Yom Tov is not as man hakrava, but the chalos chiyuv, the chiyuv already began beforehand. So that's not tali in the regalim, and therefore you can have an isra of Bal Ta'acher that relates to the regalim, and that would still count as one of the Rosh Hashanahs. I just got an email this morning that someone said, what does Bal Ta'acher mean? So I realized, oh boy, he probably did not chop a few dapim in a row now. So just to be clear, Bal Ta'acher is the Yisra in the Torah of delaying in fulfilling your chiyuvim, that you have an obligation to bring a karban. So when you delay in fulfilling those chiyuvim, that is an Yisra in the Torah of Bal Ta'acher. So now you got to go back and learn the last four blot. So says the Gemara, what about the Yovlos that are that Yovel is not chal for all of its halachos until you blow the shofar of Yom HaKippurim of Yovel. Pasuk says, "B'Yom HaKippurim taviru shofar b'chol ha'artzichem v'kachashiv." Nevertheless, the Tana counts it among the Rosh Hashanim. So says Mar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum ben Broki. Tomer Rosh Hashanah chayel Yovel. We're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum ben Broki, who's going to appear at the end of today's daf, that tells us that the dinim of Yovel are not taluy in the tkiya shofar of Yom Kippur. Yovel is already chal from the night of Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel year. Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi Amar, no, a different answer. Another answer why it is that the Mishnah doesn't count Omer and Shtei Alechem among the Rosh Hashanahs. So he says, Ki Kachashiv Midi Delo Tali B'Maisa. Midi Tali B'Maisa Lo Kachashiv. That we're only counting among the Rosh Hashanahs things that don't involve any action, that they happen on their own. But something that's only going to be activated through something that we do, like bringing the Korban Omer, bringing the Shtei Alechem. Say Nachinami, when you bring the Korban Omer, the Tevuah Chadash becomes Mutter. When you bring the Shtei Alechem, you're allowed to use the new grain for Korbanos. But that's only through our action of bringing those korbanos, and therefore lo kachashiv. That doesn't get count as Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, "Vayru regalim midid tali b'maisa v'kachashiv." The regalim are something that's tali b'maisa. You can't have a bal ta'acher until you're able to bring the korban. You're only able to bring the korban when you bring the tamid shel shachar. Tamid shel shachar is matter you to bring the rest of the korbanos of the day, and nevertheless the Tana counts that as among the Rosh Hashanim. Says Gemara, "No, bal ta'acher mimelech." The din of Bal Ta'acher is chal on its own, right away at the beginning of the Yom Tov. It's not really talui on the bringing of Tamid Shel Shachar, meaning like we said before, because the Chiyuv is already there before Yom Tov started. It's not the Yom Tov that generates the Chiyuv to bring the Korban. The Chiyuv is there the second you know there are no Dave. It's just that the Isser of Bal Ta'acher, the Zman of the Isser of Bal Ta'acher, is talui. And how many regalim pass? Vare Yovlos, asked the Gemara, but wait a second, by this same token, Yovel is talui b'maisa, because it's only chal by blowing the shofar in Yom Kippur of the Yovel, says Marim Shol Menosh Rabbi Yochum and Brokihi. We're assuming, again, like the sheet of Rabbi Shol Menosh Rabbi Yochum and Broka, that the dinim of Yovel do not begin with the blowing of the shofar in the Yom Kippur of the Yovel. They begin with actual Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel. Rav Ashi Amar Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, Shehein Arba Rosh Chadashim. That the reason we don't mention the Omer and Shtei Alechem among the Rosh Hashanim is because the Mishnah is trying to tell us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs that dafka fall on Rosh Chodesh and not on any other day of the month. And that's why it doesn't mention all the Rosh Hashanahs that the Braisa brings up, Omer, Shtei Alechem, that fall on other days of the month. And that explains why Rebbe doesn't count Chamisha Rosh Hashanim, because Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim is Tesvav B'Nisan, and not in Rosh Chodesh like all the other Rosh Hashanim. And therefore Rebbe doesn't bring it in the minion of Rosh Hashanim. Sassamar, if that's the case, Be'echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos K'Beishamai. We said that's only like the sheet of the Beishamai. But according to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. So how can you count the Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos among the Rosh Hashanim? We don't pass like Beis Shammai, we pass like the Beis Hillel. And according to the Beis Hillel, it's in the middle of the month. I thought the Tana's only... So the Tana's saying those, the first three words of Mesachas Rosh Hashanah are L'Shitas Beis Shammai. Arba Rosh Hashanim, the name of this Perek, is only L'Shitas Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel would not have Arba, would only have three that actually fall on the first day of the month, and therefore we'd only have listed three. The Mishnah, the title of the Mishnah is assuming like the Beis Shammai. So Hachi Kamar Shlosha L'Divrei HaKol. No, but what he's trying to say is that there are three Rosh Hashanahs that everyone agrees on, and the fourth one, Bechad Bishrat, Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The fourth one, Bechad Bishrat, is totally the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Meaning the Tana is not locking itself into the opinion of the Beis Shammai. It's trying to elaborate on what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both hold. So that's what the Tana is trying to tell us, that there are three universally accepted Rosh Hashanahs that happened on Rosh Chodesh, and then there may be a fourth if you hold like the Shittas Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel disagrees with that. So good. So we said in the Mishnah that when it comes to Ma'aseh Behemah, the Tana Kama holds that Rosh Hashanah is Be'echad Be'elul. So Rabbi Shimon Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. But Rabbi Shimon say no. For Ma'aseh Behemah, the way we count Rosh Hashanah is not Elul but Tishrei. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Ushneim Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshin from the same pasuk. They both derive their shita of when we start counting this year's flock to know how the cheshbon meiser beema, they both derive their shita from the same pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Shenemar. Pasuk says love shucharim hatzon va'amakum yatfuvar yisrau af yeshiru. That when the time for harvesting in Nisan comes and the grain is in their is in the husk and the wind makes the grain blow against each other and it appears that they're singing. So Rabbi Meir, meaning it makes a noise, it rustles. So Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds that the pasuk should be read as follows. Amos, I love shulcharim atzon. When is it that the kvasim, that the sheep are pregnant? That love shulcharim atzon. Bizman shamakim yatfuvar. That's when the amakim are filled with grain. That's when all the fields are filled with grain. Ve'amos I amakim yatfuvar. And when are the fields filled with grain? Ba'adar. That's in Adar at the time that the grain sprouts. So it turns out misabros ba'adar that the sheep become pregnant in Adar. So if they become pregnant in Adar, you assume a 5-month gestation, v'yoldos pa'av, they're going to give birth in Av. So Rosh Hashanah shalahen Elul, and therefore, as far as Ma'aser Behemah is concerned, if they're all giving birth in Av, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Elul. Elul is when you take stock of all the animals that were born into the flock that year. And after that, it's a new year already. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, same pasuk, they darshan as follows. Amos, I love shukar matzon, when is it that the sheep become pregnant? Bizman she yisroh af Yashiru. That's when the Shibalim sing Shira, when there's the blowing and the rustling in the wind of the grain, of the stalks. Ve'emas ha'shibalim samo Shira. And when does that happen? B'Nisan. That happens in Chodesh Nisan, which is the Zman HaKatzir. That's when you're harvesting the grain. So Misabros B'Nisan. So the pregnancy of the animals begins in Nisan, V'yoldos Be'elul. So you jump 5 months ahead and you get to Elul. So Rosh Hashanah Shalah and Tishrei. If they're all going to be giving birth in Elul, then the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tishrei. So essentially, it sounds like it's a Machlokas and Metzias. When do these animals give birth? When do most behemos give birth? Do they give birth in Elul and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tishrei? Or do they give birth in Av and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Elul? They're off by 1 month. So says Gemara V'idach Nami, Rav Meir says that the Rosh Hashanah Meiser Behema is Elul, Haksiv Yisroah Af Yashiru, where the Pasuk does say that the time that the Kvasim become pregnant is the time of the harvesting. So how is he going to explain that they become pregnant in Adar, the time of the harvesting is Nisan. So who ba'aful sadahavin b'Nisan? Yeah, that's talking about those animals that are a little bit late to the party, and they only become pregnant later in Nisan. But most of the sheep are taken care of already in Adar. So since most of them are taken care of in Adar, that's what determines the halacha in terms of what's going to be a Rosh Hashanah. V'idach nami, those who disagree, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is in Tishrei because the sheep get pregnant in Nisan. But where doesn't the pasuk say that the time that the sheep get pregnant is when the fields are full of grain, and that's in Chodesh Adar? Says the Gemara, who bechar payasa da asin me'adar? That's talking about the sheep that are a little early to the game, and they already become pregnant in Adar. But most of the sheep become pregnant in Nisan. So they both agree that the pregnancies begin in both Adar and Nisan, and they just have machlokas. What to derive from the pasuk in terms of what the rove is. Do you assume that the majority are in Adar, and therefore that's the Iker Zman, or that the majority are in Nisan, and therefore that's going to determine the Iker Zman? So says the Gemara, that's the Hezbro of the Machlokas. Well, Bishlob of the Rabbi Meir, I understand according to Rabbi Meir that rove of the Kvasim become pregnant in Adar, so you can explain, Kedichziv, the pasuk is written based on the order of the months of the year, that love Shukar Matzon, that the sheep become pregnant, Bizman Shamakim Yatfubar during Chodesh Adar when the fields are full of grain, the Ikanami, and by the way, there are also some that Yisroh Av Yashiru that become pregnant in Nisan that come a month later. So the pasuk is written in order. So that makes sense. El Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that most of them become pregnant in Nisan, Ibchami Bailei. It should have said it in the reverse. Love Shukar Matzon, the Zman of Ibor of Rov HaKvasim, of the majority of the sheep, is Mizman She Yisroh Av Yashiru, is in Nisan, when the grains are rustling in the wind. The Ikanami, and by the way, there are also some that are misaber earlier on. Damakim Yatfubar during Chodesh Adar. So that's the way it should have said it. If that's really the halacha, meaning if the majority are really in Nisan, it should have mentioned the majority first and then the minority. Whereas the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir is perfectly fine because it does mention the majority and then the minority. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says, no, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are not coming to disagree with Rabbi Meir about when the sheep become pregnant. Everyone agrees that, which is Ba'adar, everyone agrees that Lav Shukar Matzon, that when do the sheep become pregnant? At the time that the fields are full of grain, which is in Chodesh Adar, the simple reading of the Pasuk. Over here, they're arguing about a different Pasuk that relates to Meiser. To Meiser. The Pasuk says, Aser ta Aser. The end of the pasuk is es kol tvua saracha yotzei asad shana shana. Not talking about ma'aser beima, talking about aser ta aser of ma'aser dagan. And the chachamim darshan, the reason the pasuk says aser ta aser in a double lashon is because b'shnei ma'aser sakas medaber. The pasuk, even though it's on its pasuk level, is addressing only ma'aser dagan, it's really addressing two types of ma'aser dagan and ma'aser beima. Echad ma'aser beima ve'echad ma'aser dagan. And we apparently link and compare the dinim of Meiser Behema to the dinim of Meiser Dagan. Rav Meir Savar Makish Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagan. The Rav Meir says, what halacha do we derive from the link between Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagan? Ma Meiser Dagan Samach Lagamru Isuro. Just like when it comes to taking Meisros from grain, we assume that right after it's completed, that's when you take the Meisros, that they would leave the Peros out in the field throughout the summer months so that the grain could properly dry out. If the grain is moist and you bring it into storage, it's going to rot, it's going to be terrible. They have to leave it out in the sun so it could properly dry out, and then you can make flour and then it will be good. And on Echad B'Tishrei, which is the Samuch Lizman, it's Samuch to the time of the Gemar of the Peros, so that's the Rosh Hashanah for Maestros. So too, Af Maestro Be'ema, Samuch L'Gamar Yisuro. So since the time that the sheep give birth is in Chodesh Av, so right after that, Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's when the Rosh Hashanah for Maestro Be'ema is going to be. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you're right that we make a hekesh between Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagan, but you're saying it wrong. Makesh Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagan, Ma Meiser Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tishrei, Af Meiser Behem Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tishrei. It's about the exact timing of the Maestros, that just like Meiser Dagan happens in Tishrei, it's not about the theory behind the timing. Right? Rabbi Meir says it's all about the theory behind the timing. Since the theory behind the timing of Meiser Dagan is to do with Samach Lagan, so Meiser Behema should be Samach L'Gamro, which happens to be a month earlier. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, it's about the exact timing. The exact timing of Meiser Dagan should be the exact timing of Meiser Behema, which should therefore be what we call Rosh Hashanah. It should be Echad B'Tishrei. Good, so that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. So then the Mishnah went on to say, Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, that the first day of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for years. So L'may Hilchasa, what halacha does that relate to? That is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim. So Rav Papa L'shtaros. Rav Papa said that we need this to be able to determine whether a shtar is a shtar muktam or a shtar mu'uchar. Because let's say you have Edim that write up a shtar, and they're clearly writing a shtar on a date other than when the loan happened. So they're writing the shtar, they write, we on date Ploni are signing a shtar about a loan that happened on a different date. Thing is, we don't know, we have no way of knowing which one was first, because we don't know if it's you say any 2 months, it could be right now it's Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, so we're writing a shtar Chodesh Mar Cheshvan about a loan that happened in Chodesh Av. Was it last Av or is it next Av? How do I know if it's a shtar muktam or a shtar mu'uchar? So we needed to have a universal cutoff date, so that when we know, you're saying to X number of years of this king, that we know that if Rosh Hashanah is always going to be Tishrei, so I'll be able to tell whether it's a shtar muktam or shtar mu'uchar, because I'll know that the calendar flips on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So that's why it's not shtar yichov ha-muktam and psulin, shtar yichov that are muktam, that you come to our pasul, that if they're going to be able to to collect from the lekuchos that purchased property after the zman that's written in the shtar, even though the shibu didn't yet happen at the zman that was written in the shtar, the loan didn't happen. So that's why shtar chov muktam is going to be possible. But v'amu ucharin k'sherin. But a shtar chov that's mu'uchar, that's only going to allow the people to collect from the zman that's written in the shtar, which post dates where there's the time the loan actually happened, that's going to be kasher, because the person is simply giving up, he's being mochel his right to that shibud, which is he's entitled to do. So we need to know whether a shtar is a muktam or a mu'uchar, and the only way to know that, when they're dating it based on X number of years to the reign of this king, the only way to know whether it's muktam or mu'uchar is by having a universally accepted date of a cutoff point, because we cannot expect people to remember each and every king's day that he rose to the throne, and therefore start counting that as the Rosh Hashanah for each and every king separately. There's got to be a universal cutoff date, and that's why it's Echad B'Tishrei. That's what it means. Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. So it says Gemara, that's what it means. Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim means as far as kings and dating documents. Vatnan, the Mishnah says Echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'Amrin L'Mayil Tzavam R'Chisal L'Shtaros. We said that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings, and we said that relates to Shtaros. So how can Echad B'Tishrei be the date for shtaros, for dating shtaros? Echad B'Nisan is the date for dating shtaros. So it says Marlo Kasha, not a Kasha at all. We already know the answer to this. Kan the Malchi Israel, Kan the Malchi Masolam. We already discussed that Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah when it comes to Malchei Yisrael. We're the Malchei Yisrael count toward Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Like we learned from Shlomo HaMelech that the Malchei Yisrael count back in Daf Beis, they count toward Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know, counts from Nisan because of the psukim about the death of Aaron HaKohen. So whereas Malchei Umos HaOlam count from Tishrei. The Malchei Umos HaOlam, their Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, and therefore we look at the dates on the documents related to Tishrei. And then you have Daryavish, who like sort of is in between. Before he soured, after he soured, right? That was Dav Gimel. Ella Hadam Rav Chista Lo Shanu Ella the Malchei Yisrael. But says Gemara, according to that which Rav Chista said that the Rosh Hashanah of the Malachim being Nisan is only for Malchei Yisrael of the Malchei Masolam Mitishrei Meninan. Rav Chista Mes Nisan Asal Shminan. Rav Chista told us this chiluk. So what? Rav Chista was just telling us that which is already mafurish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim is Echad B'Tishrei, and we're telling and you're telling me that means about the kings. So why does Rav Chista have to tell me that it's something that's been furish of the Mishnah? Says Gemara, Lo, Rav Chista Krayi Asal Hashminan. Rav Chista is coming to tell us how I know this from Psukim, that there's a chilek between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umas HaOlam. That's the sugya on Daf Gimel, not the fact that La Halacha there is a difference. That we don't need an Amora to tell me that which is explicit in the Mishnah. What the Amora had to do is what Amoraim generally do, to tell me where the Tanoim got that din from. So Rav Chista elaborated to tell me where in the Psukim the Tanaim got this din, that there's a chiluk between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Umos HaOlam. V'yibayisema, or it could be that Rav Chista is being mechadesh the very din that Rosh Hashanah is that Rosh Hashanah for Umos HaOlam, for the Malchei Umos HaOlam is Tishrei, and he's not coming to tell me that which has been furish in the Mishnah, because Rav Chista Rabbi Zeira Masnila. Maybe Rav Chista explains when the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, like Rabbi Zeira said, that it's not about the kings. It's Rabbi Zeira Amar L'tku. That when the Mishnah says Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, it means for the Tkufa Sachama that begins with Tishrei. Rabbi Eliezer, and our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Damar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, who holds that we count the Tkufa from Tishrei because the world was created in Tishrei. We count, and the Molad Alavana is therefore an Echad B'Tishrei. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, another explanation of what it means that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, is L'Shanim. So Nachum Yitzchak Amar L'Din, it means that it's the day that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has done everyone, Kol Bayi Olam, and everything that happened in the previous year is judged on that day. That sounds familiar to us, right? That's what we certainly assume we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, is being judged by our Kodesh Baruch Hu, D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says that Eretz Asher Hashem Al-Kach Ador Yishas Lo'tam Ne'ne Hashem Al-Kach Ba Me'reishis Hashanah V'yadach Rishanah, and the Chamdarshin Me'reishis Hashanah Nidon Ma'yehe B'Sofa, that at the beginning of the year, Kodesh Baruch is determining what's going to happen the entire rest of the year. So I ask the Gemara, Mimai de Tishrei Hu? How do I know that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the year as far as Din is concerned? Tichsiv, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu. So the Pasuk tells us that we blow shofar at the time of Kese. What does that mean? Ve'ezu chag shachodesh mischasebo. What is the chag that the chodesh is covered, that the moon is not visible? Haviyomer is a Rosh Hashanah. We know that that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah because it's the beginning of the month. Pesach and Sukkot are right in the middle of the month. You could see the moon bright in the middle of the month. It's large in the middle of the month. And even Shavuos, which on the sixth day of the month, the moon is beginning to become larger, so you could at least see it. But in Rosh Hashanah, you don't see the moon at all. Uksiv, and the next pasuk says, Kichok lishalu mishpat aluke Yaakov, that it's a time of mishpat. So you see that the time that it's referring to in the pasuk is Rosh Hashanah, and it says right away, that's a time of mishpat. So that's the third interpretation of what it means when we say, Echad b'tishrei, excuse me, is a Rosh Hashanah for Shanim. So again, the first interpretation was that it related to the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, for Malchi Umasa'olam, and in terms of writing Shtaros. Second interpretation, that it means Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim as far as Cheshmaning the Tkufos, because B'tishrei Nivra Olam. And the third possibility, that it's a Rosh Hashanah as far as Din is concerned, because Kol Bayi Olam are over the fun of Kivnei Maron, as we'll see later in the Masechta, that everybody gets judged on that day. Now, this Gemara comes up in a discussion in the Achronim in the following context. If a person forgets to say Abdallah on Motzai Shabbos, so the halacha is he has Tashlumin up until Wednesday, because the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are still Shaykh to the previous Shabbos. But if a person forgets to say Abdallah on Motzai Yom Tov, how long does he have for Tashlumin? You can't say that the next 3 days are Shaykh to the Yom Tov. You don't have any such concept when it comes to Yom Tov. So Rabbi Kivi Eger writes in his Hagos of the Shulchan Aruch, that at least on Isru Chag he could still say Avdallah, because as far as Avdallah Matzai Shabbos, there's a day that's cholik on the din of three days and holds that you only have 1 day. But even the din of 3 days, even the sheet that holds 3 days, for sure holds that first day after Shabbos is different. That the Zman of Avdallah is through the first day after Shabbos, through Sunday. And Elamai, you have Tashlumin up until 3 days, right? Nafkamina, in terms of what's the Iker Zman versus what's Tashlumin, is let's say person, Rahman al-Salam, was an Onain throughout all of Sunday. So if you're an Onain, you're not Chayiv in Avdallah. So do you have to do Tashlumin on Monday or Tuesday? So if Monday and Tuesday is part of the Yikr Zman, so good, the Ninus is over while it's still within the Yikr Zman, and you can do Avdallah. But if it's if Sunday is really the Yikr Zman, and Monday and Tuesday are only a Tashlumin, well, you were never Chayiv in the Yikr Zman, so mainly you're not going to be able to do a Tashlumin. So the Chidah in Birka Yosef quotes a Tshuva's Beis Yehuda, that says that when it comes to Avdallah of Yom Tov, it could be that you have until the end of the week. That since after the shame, Achar HaRegel, as far as Shtaros and Nedarim is concerned, goes until 15 days after the Regel. So it makes sense as far as Avdallah is concerned, it should also go until 15 days after the Regel. Elamai, it can't be that once you have a new Chi of Avdallah from the Shabbos that follows, that it's still the time for Avdallah for the Yom Tov. So it must be that we cap it when Shabbos comes. That even if a Yom Tov ended on Monday, they have all the way until Shabbos. That's what the Chidah quotes in Birkei Yosef from the Tshuvas Beis Yehuda. So in the Tshuvas Mashcha Durabusa, he says like a Birkei Veger, that on Yom Tov you only get Isru Chag. But he says for a different reason. He says, because Isru Chag still has a kesher to the Chag. Not just because like Shabbos, that the Iker Zman Abdullah is a full 24 hours after the day. No, it's that Isru Chag in particular has a connection to the Chag. So he says, that's only as far as Sholosh Regalim is concerned, where there's a concept of Isru Chag Ba'avosim, where there's a concept of Isru Chag, you need to have a Shem Chag. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, there's no Shem Chag. And if there's no Shem Chag, there's no Isru Chag. And if there's no Isru Chag, then you don't have the opportunity to say Abdullah for a full day afterwards. That's the argument that he makes. So in the Tshuvas Maisa Avram, he says, what do you mean it doesn't have a Shem Chag? Rosh Hashanah is not called a Chag? It's a Beferish Gemara. Isru Chag Ba'avosim is said about Rosh Hashanah as well. Because our Gemara says that the pasuk of Bakesa Liyom Chagenu is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Ezu Chag, Shachodesh Nischasaba. It's Rosh Hashanah. So you see that Rosh Hashanah is also called a Chag. So Elamai, what you have to say is that there's a difference between levels of Chag. Now, Rosh Hashanah is a Chag, legabe certain things, but not legabe other things. The Torah writes, based on Rosh in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that there are deos that you shouldn't say on Rosh Hashanah, Mo'adim l'simcha Chag u'mizbanim l'sason, because Rosh Hashanah is not called a Moed and a Chag. So you see that Rosh Hashanah is called, even though it's called a Chag in the Pasuk, it's not a full-fledged Chag. And therefore, maybe this din of Havdalah, the din of Isru Chag, maybe won't apply. So this that's where this Gemara comes up in that halach. Context. Says Gemara further now. Tan Rabban ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. Melame shein bezin shalmaila nechmasan l'din elam kim kitshu bezin shalmata sachodesh. That bezin shalmaila is only enters into din when at a time that bezin shalmata is mekadish l'chodesh. That after bezin shalmata determines what day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when bezin shalmaila convenes. And that's what the pasuk means. Ki chok li Yisrael hu. At the time that it's a chok li Yisrael, at the time that bezin shalmata decided it should be, then Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, then the Bezin Shel Maila is going to follow the Pesach of the Bezin Shel Mata, and that's when the Bezin Shel Maila is going to convene. This comes up also in a somewhat famous context. The Chayei Adam has a famous sheet of Rav Abba Pesvaler. What was the famous sheet of Rav Abba Pesvaler? Rav Salvechik, I think, gave a whole Yartzeit shiur about this Rav Abba Pesvaler. That the Chayei Adam quotes from Rav Abba Pesvaler that someone who makes a mistake and Mariv on Rosh Hashanah and doesn't say HaMelech HaKadosh on the Mariv of Rosh Hashanah, Eino Chozer, does not repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why? Because by Rosh Chodesh, someone who makes a mistake and doesn't say Yalvi of Mariv is not Chozer, because Bezin is not Mekadish the Chodesh Belaila. So over here also, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, since they're not Mekadish the Chodesh Belaila, so Bezin Shalmaila is not Nichnas Adin until after Bezin Shalmata is Mekadish the Chodesh, and Bezin Shalmata is not Mekadish the Chodesh Belaila, so it must be that the din of a Melech HaKadosh, of it being a Yom Adin, doesn't begin at night. It's Yontif, but it's not a Yom Adin. Yom Adin only begins during the daytime because Bezin Shalmata has to be Mekadish V'Chodesh in order for Bezin Shalmaila to convene. So a lot of the Achronim are not so happy about this because Rabbi Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that the din of Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Chodesh, that if you don't mention Yomtov Belaila, some say, he said that the Yesh Omrim, that if you don't mention Yomtov Belaila, you don't go back because Ein Mekadishin Belaila. But Rabbi Yonah says that that's not true, that Rosh Hashanah, the night is Asur Basiyas Malach. So it's for sure a real Yom Tov. So if you say a weekday Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah night, that's no good. So why should HaMelech HaKadosh be any different? HaMelech HaKadosh is part of Yom Tov Shmon Esrei. It's not part of a weekday Shmon Esrei. So clearly what Rav Abba Pesvaler meant, and the Binyan Shlomo writes this, and Rav Moshe writes this in Tshuva as well, is that that is based on our Gemara, that the Mishpat of Bezin Shalmaila begins when Bezin is Mekadesh L'Chodesh down here. The din of Yom Tov in Achinami begins the night before, but the Mishpat of and HaMelech HaKadosh relates to Mishpat. It doesn't relate saying the Yom Tov Shmon Esrei as opposed to a weekday Shmon Esrei in Achinami. That relates to Yom Tov. So that Rabbeinu Yonah is correct about. But the Mishpat element, the element of judgment, that only comes during the daytime. So that's where Rav Abba Pesvaler Shita came from. Tani Idach, we have another Brisa that tells us that Darshan's the Pasuk differently. Ki Chok Yisrael Hu, Ein Li Elo Li Yisrael. I would only know that it's a day of Mishpat for Yisrael. Lumos Olam Inayin. How do I know that Lumos Olam are also judged on that day? Tamal Omar, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. That's why the pasuk says Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, and it doesn't say Beferish that it's for Klal Yisrael. So that tells us. So it tells us it's for everybody. Imkein Matam Lomer Kicholki Yisrael. So then, why does the pasuk say Kicholki Yisrael? It's not unique to the Jewish people. It's for everybody. Melamed Sheyisrael Nichnas and Tchila L'Din. That tells us that the Jewish people are the first ones to be judged. Kid Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Melech V'Tzibur, Melech Nichnas Tchila L'Din. If you have a Melech and a Tzibur, the first one to enter the din, to be the first. The first case on the docket has to be for the Melech Shenema, because the pasuk says when Shlomo Melech is talking, Mishpat Avdo uMishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yom Yomo. The pasuk says Mishpat Avdo is the Mishpat of Shlomo Melech himself, and then it's Mishpat Amo. So the Melech you see is Nichnas Tchila Ledin. My time, why is it that you have such an order? So Iba Yisema Lava Rechara. One possibility is it's not Darachara; it's to make a Malka, a bride, to have a king sitting in a waiting room. That a king shows up to an appointment. to a king's, I assume, have doctors as well. So they go to a doctor's appointment. Bring him right into the office. I imagine they get house calls. But still, you bring him right into the office. You wouldn't let the king sit in the waiting room. I remember one of my wife's doctors, when she was pregnant, she used to always just usher in. She thought it was disrespectful to have the rabbitson sitting in the waiting room. Usher her in right away. She got glares from all the other people there. So Viva, it was worth it. Viva Yaseva Mekami Delevi Shcharon Af. That was before the reason the king goes first is before this Shcharon Af. Before there's too much anger for the dealing with all the averus of the Jewish people. So let the king go first before the judges get tired and angry in hearing, or the judge gets tired and angry in hearing all of the terrible averus of Klal Yisrael. So then the Mishnah went on to say that one of the Rosh Hashanim that happened on Echad B'Tishrei is V'la Shmitin, that the Shnas HaShmita begins Echad B'Tishrei. Again, Daf Yomi coincidence, we're in Shnas HaShmita. So Minalan, how do I know that the Shmita begins on Echad B'Tishrei? T'chsiv V'Vashana HaShvi is Shabbos Shabbos on Yeh La'aretz. So it says that it's Bashana V'Gamar Shana Shana Mitishrei. And we learn Gzer Shava Shana Shana from Tishrei. T'chsiv Mereshes HaShana. And we said that Mereshes HaShana has to be talking about Tishrei because it's Bakes Aliyam Chageinu. It's the Chodesh It's the time that the moon is covered. So that's Rosh Hashanah. So Veligmar Shana Shana Min Nisan. But wait, if you're just going to use the word Shana, can't you derive that it might relate to Nisan? Because after all, by Chodesh Nisan, it says Rishon Ulachem Lechadshei Hashana. So let's say that the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah should be in Nisan. Says Mar, no, Dan in Shana Sheini Machadashim, Mishana Sheini Machadashim, Vein Dan Sheini Machadashim, Mishana Sheyeshi Machadashim. That we just want to connect the words Shana and Shana, as opposed to by Nisan, it says Chadshei Hashana. It doesn't just say Shana, it says Chadshei Hashana. So it's Shana that's juxtaposed with the word Chodesh. So that's a little bit different. And whenever you're making Gzer Shava, even though you can have Gzer Shava with two words that are not precisely the same, you always want it as close as possible. So if there's a possibility that's closer, where it's only Shana and it's not Chadshei Hashana, that's always the better of the two possibilities. Vila Yovlos. Then we said that Echad B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah as far as Yovel is concerned. So says Gemara, Yovlos Echad B'Tishrei. Who is the Yovel year begin on Echad B'Tishrei? Yovlos Basara B'Tishrei. Who the Shnasa Yovel begins on the 10th day of Tishrei. D'chsev, because the pasuk says when it comes to Yovel, B'yom Kippurim Ta'aviru Shofar B'chal Artzchem. So the Yovel year on Yom Kippur is when you blow the shofar, and that's when the dinim of Yovel begin. So it's not on Rosh Hashanah. So answers the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, you're right. The Yovel begins only on Yom Kippur. But Hamani, like we had earlier in the Daf, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Riachman Brokehi. Our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel Riachman Brokeh, who holds that the dinim of Yovel begin on Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. The Tanya, because the Brisa teaches, Pasuk says, V'kidashta Mishnas HaChamishim Shana. Matam Lomar, it could have just said, V'kidashta Osa. Because we're talking about the Yovel year, and it already said beforehand that it's the 50th year. It said and then so why does it have to say again that it's Shnas HaChamishim Lefi Shenem Rabbi Yom HaKippurim? Because it says in the pasuk that it's Yom HaKippurim. So I might have looked at that and said, oh, must be that the Yovel year only begins on Yom Kippur. So Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says V'kidashnim es shnas hachamishim Melamishim es kadeshes V'olechas mitchilasa, that the kedushas ha-yovel begins already from the very beginning of the year, and the beginning of the year is Rosh Hashanah. So shnas ha-yovel is already on Echad B'Tishrei. Mikan Amra Bishmol Benosh Rabbi Yochum Mabroka, this is the sheet that we keep on referring to, the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel Benosh Rabbi Yochum Mabroka, the Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim. Meaning, what were they doing on Yom Kippur if Yovel really started on Rosh Hashanah? Why are they blowing the shofar for in Yom Kippur? What's happening? What's changing on Yom Kippur? So says Rabbi Shlomo Noshe Rabbi Yochum and Broka, from Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim of Yovel, lo hay avadim niftarin levateihen. The avadim didn't get to go back home yet because they didn't yet blow the shofar, right? The blowing the shofar is across from Dror Ba'aretz, where you declare liberty. It's the pasuk on the liberty bell. You declare liberty to all of the inhabitants, and the avadim go back home. But that doesn't happen until they blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. The pasuk links the freedom of the slaves with the tkiyah shofar. It says Taviru Shofar, and then across from Dror. However, However, since it's after Rosh Hashanah, they also didn't have to work for their masters because Yovel year started already. It was a goodbye party. They would eat and drink and be happy and sit there with crowns on their head like free people. But then when Yom Kippurim came, and that's when the Avadim would go back home and the fields would go back to their original owners. So I asked the Gemara for Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, and they hold that Shnas HaYovel is only from Yom Kippurim. How are they going to explain that, why the Torah says V'kidashim Shnas HaChamishim Shana, which is a totally extra phrase? We already know that we're talking about the 50th year. How are they going to explain that? So they're going to say Shanim Atam Mekadesh V'Atam Mekadesh Chadashim, that the mitzvah is to be Mekadesh Shnas HaChamishim, that when Shnas HaYovel enters, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din to be Mekadesh L'Shana, but there's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh once they're Koveya the Zman based on Re'iyas HaLevana to say Mekudash HaChodesh. That's unnecessary. That's like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that we're going to have on Daf Chav Dalid, that whether the Levana is seen on the 30th day or whether it's seen on the 31st day, Beis Din doesn't have to say Mekudash. There's no requirement to say Mekudash about the Chodesh. Tanya Idach, we have another Brisa that tells us another Drasha. Yovel Hi, the Pasuk says. Matam Lomo, why does the Pasuk have to say Yovel Hi? Isn't that also extra? Lefishnemer v'kidashim v'shnas v'chamishim. So Yachal, k'shem shem iskadesh v'spo lechaz mitchi lasa. You might think that just like the Yovel year is already Chal from Rosh Hashanah before they ever blow the shofar in Yom Kippur, kach miskadesh v'spo lechaz b'sofa, so too the Shnas HaYovel continues into the year that follows. And even in the 51st year, there's going to be Kedushas Yovel until the following Yom Kippur. And it shouldn't even be so strange to think of such a possibility, because we do have a concept of being Mosif Mechal Al HaKodesh. So maybe this is just another example that we have to continue to be Mosif Mechal Al HaKodesh and add another 10 days in the 51st year to the Yovel. So Tabalomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Yovel Hi Shnas HaChamishim. From the fact that it says He, we learn Shnas HaChamishim Atam Mekadesh V'Atam Mekadesh. That we're only Mekadesh Shnas HaChamishim, but we are not Mekadesh Shnas HaChamishim Va'achas. And just to finish the sentence, for Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say Shnas HaChamishim Atamona, V'Atamona Shnas HaChamishim Va'achas, U'Lefugim Medrabi Yudah Damar Shnas HaChamishim, O'Lekan U'Lekan, Kamash Malan Delo. We'll discuss that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll start with the top of the page. Tomorrow, everyone have a wonderful day.